I just want to take a second and thank Policy Genius. They're supporting today's episode of Success Story. I know we all have kids, we all have families we want to take care of, and I personally checked something off major on my to-do list, life insurance. It's a tough topic, it's really hard to think about, but it's so important. And the hard part was sorting through all the options. Luckily, I found Policy Genius. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that makes getting life insurance surprisingly easy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Now, knowing my family's protected brings me incredible peace of mind. Don't put off this important decision. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Welcome to the lessons episodes of Success Story. These lessons episodes will be shorter clips from past guests, accomplished value community members, and myself. In each short episode, we'll feature concise and insightful actionable conversations and tactics, providing you with real-world strategies and tips to help you achieve your personal and professional goals. If you're seeking a no-nonsense approach to growth and progress, you've come to the right spot. Settle in, take notes, and enjoy. You like are so evangelical about, and I think for good reason. And I really do believe that more people should have. You didn't go through all the principles.
No, there are a few left. I didn't do
that's what the book's for. But I think that even the ones you mentioned, these are just things that I personally align with completely. And I've heard them from various sources, and I've also heard them like from yourself. And these are not things that are so obscure, or so out there. I think these are just like really good things to internalize and to bring into your life, right. Regardless of like, again, like regardless of what you do, what you're trying to accomplish, like they're so agnostic of situation. Right. And that's right. What I really appreciate about it. But I think that like for somebody who is in a tough spot and they are only seeing the future, as you said, sure. What is like the first step? Because you can go through all the principles, but all at once is definitely overwhelming for someone who's in a tough spot.
Totally agree. And I reckon what we recommend in the book, because I did have a co-author that helped me write the first book, just do some of the writing for me as well, is that we recommend you start with one chapter at a time. I recommend 1 week at a time. So 17 weeks, but it's about 4 months, basically. Some people do it faster because they just do. Literally at the end of 4 months, you can be a totally different person in a totally different place. And so it's important that you integrate the principles. So there are we recommend 1 week at a time, and there are exercises you do right in the book. There are some exercises where we ask you to like maybe appreciate three people a day for a week. Notice what happens when you start appreciating people. There's journal writing exercises in there. There's places to write down your key learnings. There's some questions that we take you through a sequence of questions. And when you answer those questions the way they're structured, it creates an aha experience. You start to realize, I mean, one of the things there's an exercise called a difficult and troubling experience. So you would say, what's something in your life that's difficult or troubling you? Well, it might be my relationship with my sister. And then how are you keeping it in place? Well, I'm not confronting her about how much money she's spending that I'm helping support her after she came out of rehab. Then you can say, what's the payoff for keeping it like it is? Well, I don't have to confront my wife and have an argument with her about it. I don't have to confront my sister, you know, blah, blah, blah. What's it costing you? What's costing me $10,000 a month? What would you rather have? I'd like this. What would you do? What would you have to do to do that? What would have to do this? When will you do it by?
So you're forcing the action. You're forcing the next step.
You're forcing the awareness to come up, because most people don't realize everything we do in life that doesn't work has a payoff. For example, when you were sick as a kid, think of the payoffs. You didn't have to go to school. Mm-hmm. In my house, they brought the one TV set into the bedroom.
Yeah,
got to drink ginger ale. We know that ginger actually is good to drink, but ginger ale was way cool, right? Sometimes, you know, you got detention from your parents you never got otherwise. I had a student once, the only time his dad ever paid attention to him in college was when he got in trouble. He'd drive up from Connecticut to Massachusetts, and he'd like try to bail him out, you know? And that was how he got his dad's attention. Well, there's other ways to do that that are less destructive.
Of course, yeah. But that's really good. And then how this is structured is really to keep people like sort of taking that next step, right?
It literally is step after step. After each step builds on the one before it, and they really should be done in order. And I recommend that you get an accountability partner. One of the things we teach is mastermind groups and accountability partners, which is in the book. And one of the problems people have keeping themselves motivated to do something that is requiring like to fold your hands the uncomfortable way, because there are some things that require you to change, but the changes are for the good. So if you and I were accountability partners, we would go through the course together perhaps, or if you want to just be not do that, you just be my accountability partner. I would tell you the five things I'm going to do every day to work on this course. And then tomorrow I'd have to tell you, did I do them?
Yeah.
And, you know, I teach the rule of five, which is five things every day will get you anywhere you want to go. You know, you want to lose weight, stop eating sugar, exercise for 30 minutes, drink more water, take a 20-minute walk after dinner, read something motivational, don't eat after 8 o'clock. Those are things that everybody knows. If you want to be a better salesperson, make five calls to set up meetings, you know, send out 10 thank you notes to the people you called. You know, there are certain things we know. Like I was a consultant for Remax. They have this 5-10-15-5 rule, and everyone that does it, like they have five in-person meetings to sell a property or list a property, make 10 phone calls to set up future meetings, send out 15 thank you notes, literally handwritten, or send out cards. You can use those to the people. You're guaranteed a six-figure income. It's just guaranteed. Research proves it. So we know that five actions a day toward your breakthrough goal, the main goal you have, whatever it is in life, will get you there. So whatever that goal is, lose weight, have a better relationship with my wife, you know, double my income, have more free time, whatever it is. So, but the thing is accountability. There was a woman named Gail Matthews up at a college in Santa Rosa, California, called Dominican College, where she took five groups. She had one group, just have a goal, think it, don't write it down. Second group, write it down. Third group, write it down and come up with action steps. Fourth group, do all that, but tell somebody that you set the goal. Fifth group, be accountable to someone on a regular basis before you finish the goal. Each one of those things you added increased the number of people that actually achieved their goals. Went from, like, I think it was 33% up to 76%, like about a 40% increase.
Significant, but, yeah.
One of the big things was having an accountability partner. So many people listening to calls like this, listening to these kind of podcasts, et cetera, are solo entrepreneurs. They don't have a boss. Mm-hmm. And so there's nobody telling them what to do. And so we tend to do the easy things first, the comfortable things first. So when I have an accountability partner and you telling me these are the five things I need to do, and then I talk to you the next day, did you do them? And you have to say, no, I didn't do that one. And 2 days in a row, I didn't do that one. Pretty soon you get so embarrassed, you just do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like if the government up there said, send in your taxes by a certain time, you know, Revenue Canada, if you're in Canada, IRS down here. If they didn't say that, no one would ever get around to it, right?
That's true.
But when you have a deadline and someone holding you accountable, because there are consequences to not sending in your taxes, and you can build
a little bit less up here than down there, but yeah.
Yeah. I saw a great cartoon recently where this mother's asking a child, or the child says to the mother, Mom, what's a Canadian? Says, oh, that's a North American son with health insurance and no guns.
it's not wrong. That's good.
But the point being that, you know, if I have a negative consequence, for instance, when I work with my coaching clients, if they want to do, like one of my friends wanted to learn to dive off a diving board. He was really paralyzed about it. So I said, great, you know, you got to find a diving coach. But what's going to be the reward you're going to give yourself? Well, I'm going to take his wife. They're going to go for a 2-day weekend vacation. What's the consequence if you don't do it? Now, this guy is Jewish. And he said, my consequence is I'll write a check for $1,000 to the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK.
Which, that's a, you know, pretty heavy consequence. Yeah.
Exactly. One that was so reprehensible, you know, he wasn't going to do it. And he literally told me on the first diving instructor moment, he went out on the diving board and he looked down. And, you know, when you're diving, it's into a pool that's 8 feet deep. There's 3 feet from the board, and you're 6 feet tall. So it's a lot of this, you know, to the bottom. And he told the coach, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. And the coach said, well, then come off the board. He said, you're fired. You know, and he found someone who wasn't going to put up with that BS.
Yeah.
But there was no way he was writing a check for $1,000. So if you have a negative consequence along with a reward, See, we're either motivated by away from something or towards something. If you put them both together, there's much more likelihood you're going to do it. So having an accountability partner, building a consequence, building a reward, pretty much guarantee yourself success.
I love it. I want to ask just a few lighter questions about, sure. You know, what you're doing. You've been working at this for like such a long time, but you're still putting out stuff. Like you're still putting out books. Like, what do you want to do next? Like is retirement ever a thing, or are you just like, no.
That's like asking someone who likes to play tennis, are you ever going to retire playing tennis? I mean, they'll play until their legs give out, right? You see these senior tournaments where they're 65, 70, and are up there.
So what's next then? What's next after this book?
Well, I'm working on three books at the moment. One's called Choose Love Not Fear.
Now I feel lazy.
No, you're not lazy. You're just not, you know, we have different purposes, but different interests, whatever. So I'm working on Love Versus Fear, which is really appropriate to what we're dealing with now. I'm writing a book with someone who lives up in she lives in Quebec, actually.
Yeah.
A woman named Lise Janelle. We're writing a book about becoming unstuck. We've developed a process that really gets people unstuck, eliminates limiting beliefs. And then there's a guy who lives in Toronto, you probably have heard of, named Raymond Aron. Raymond's writing a book with me called The Power of Wow. How do we wow our customers? In other words, if I wowed you in some way, you'd tell someone about it. When I go to the Ritz-Carlton, I was doing a book tour for Chicken Soup for the Soul, and I get in late at night, miss dinner, and when I get to my room, I open the door, and there's a chair sitting there with a note and a thermos bottle and a bowl and a spoon. It says, your books have been chicken soup for our soul. We know you arrived late. You may have missed dinner. This is chicken soup for your body. And it was a warm thermos.
That's nice. That's very nice.
Now here I am still telling that story because they wowed me, you know?
Yeah.
And so we collected all these stories of how people in different industries have created wow experiences at the university level, brick and mortar stores, online stores, whatever. So those three books I'm working on. But most importantly is my Train the Trainer program. We've now trained, as you mentioned, over 3,500 people in 107 countries to do the work I do, to teach the success principles. We've had people in Nepal right after the earthquake going around to small villages, teaching people that they could rebuild. People in Africa and Yemen and places where there's really horrendous things going on, teaching this, as well as in the universities and, you know, people doing it in corporate world, et cetera. My goal is to have 1 million people teaching this by the year 2030. So now we're moving from training trainers to training trainers of trainers. That's the next leverage point. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I'll have regional directors in India and Northern Africa, the Middle East, and so forth. So we have an online version for most people because they can't travel, especially today. Yeah. And we also have a live version we do. We lift them about 60 people a year. But the online version, we have hundreds of people going through at a time.
Is like the way that you've built out the business just like a natural? Do you find progression of what sort of like where was I guess the point where you decided to make like helping people and really just enabling people like your career? Like where was that point?
Well, I was in that transition I mentioned earlier about I was in Chicago. I was at the University of Chicago. And part of what that program was, a 2-year master's program, was a year of practice teaching. So we taught like 3/5 time and then went to class like on weekends and stuff. And there was orientation week and they took us to 3 schools, one, a suburban school, a really rich suburban school, and a inner city tough school. And one of them was actually called Rich Township. It was the name of the township. Wow. And all the girls were wearing Madras skirts and they got circle pins and you go into their home ec class. It looked like, you know, a kitchen. I can't even afford that, you know? And then you go to this inner city school where the kids were like, just the desks were all carved up. The teachers weren't really enthusiastic to be there. The textbooks were old and used. Nobody looked good. You know, everyone was like depressed.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I could make a difference here. So for some reason, I ended up teaching in an all-black inner-city school, and that's when I met Martin. That's when I met the guy who at the laundromat who said, "So I wanted to contribute." You know, I got involved in a civil rights movement and did a lot of that work with Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson for a while, and then it just became larger: human rights, women's rights, everyone's rights. We all should be living magnificent lives. Unfortunately, that's not the case. We see even today how the coronavirus is hitting all the poor people much worse than
yeah that. Unfortunately, I've seen a couple articles on it. It's disproportionate, like extremely disproportionate.
Yeah, exactly. And when I was in India, we went into the slums there, and you cannot social distance in the slums. I mean, people are sleeping 5 and 6 in a room. People are, the walkways between the buildings are like, you know, 2 people wide. So as you're walking on, you're brushing everybody. It's going to be a cluster. So yeah. I'm not real happy about that because I love the country. But I think that, I forget your question now or comment.
It was like what started you on this path. I just love... What drives,
wanting to make a difference, you know, I just, that's what turns me on. You know, when I watch someone's eyes light up and they get it, or I get an email from a 15-year-old who said, a 15-year-old emailed me a couple years ago. I said, my mother bought your Success Principles book. My mother never reads, never. And I was thinking, why did she buy that book? So I wanted to see what was in it. And he said, I stayed up 2 nights in a row reading it. And I was getting F's and flunking out of school. I was smoking dope. I was skipping classes, smoking weed in the parking lot with kids. I was drinking. Now I stopped smoking dope. I'm not drinking. I'm going to class. I'm getting A's and B's all because of your book. That makes my day. I can go for a week on that. You know, I mean, so it's what I'm meant to do. It's what I do well. And I love it when I'm up in front of a room or even now talking to you. You know, you heard me go on and on and on. It's
no, I can feel the authentic passion. That's why, like, in all seriousness, like you were a really easy interview because it wasn't like pulling things out. It's like you just you live it. You can tell when you speak to somebody really like is living their authentic self. It's nice to see. And I just wondered where the passion came from. It was very, very.
Yeah.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive, and I bet you we've all been there, and maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay, and what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real. There are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks or accounting professional to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay.